Well, guess who was wrong again?
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Stacey Gottsoulias. Thank you for making us your first listen every day. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. As always, with me is my producer, Steve. Steve, what do we have for everyone today?
We were wrong. we're answering your questions a little bit later on in the show, of course. We always send you, ask you guys to send us questions. You guys did great this week. Thank you. If you want to be a part of the show, you can always send us tweets and all that good stuff or comment in any of our videos throughout the week, and we will answer them on Fridays. But first, Stacey, we were wrong about Anthony Volpe. He apparently has a chance of making the opening day roster.
I know. And we only talked about it, what was it, a couple days ago? Where we
yes.
were sure. We were sure. Nope, it's not happening.
Dead serious. Dead serious, sure. Tell me why, Stacey. What happened?
Well, it is with kind of like an asterisk there, because if there weren't so many injury issues with the Yankees, you know, this wouldn't be, there wouldn't be a chance of this. Like we keep saying, eventually, sure, Volpe would make the team. But now that there are injury concerns, it looks like he's going to make it. Or there's a chance that he's going to make it. Scott Braun has a show called Foul Territory. He had Aaron Boone on. And Aaron Boone basically said that Volpe is in the running. He's very much in the running to be on the team on opening day. We have 2 weeks to go there, and those conversations will start to happen in earnest. And then he added, he's played awesome. And I know Hal said that he will be involved in those discussions about the roster construction and make sure that everything is okay leading into opening day. But this is a big deal for him, for Volpe.
It is. I would agree with that. Like you said, I think it does have a lot to do with how the bullpen is shaking out. We're going to lay out our 26-man roster here in just a second, so don't run away on us. Mm-hmm. We have a full projected roster for you. But yeah, I think without some of these injuries to Trevino and, you know, Efros out for a considerable amount of time and Canely and with Montas and Rodon down, that shakes some things up. Again, we'll run through our full roster here in just a second, but we were right about one thing. Jason yes. Dominguez. Now, I think we shouldn't take too much credit there. That one seemed a way more obvious. Aaron Boone also said in that that conversation with Scott Braun, or with, I can't even remember who it was with, but on that show on Foul Territory, he said, Jason Dominguez is looking like a player that's going to be a real impact player for us. I don't know when. I don't expect him at the start of the season. So that is a little more obvious. Again, I that one seemed pretty in the books as he's not going to be anywhere near Major League Baseball. Triple A would be even a massive step. I still think he probably starts in Somerset. I don't know. Maybe the way he's played this spring warrants a start with the Rail Riders this year. But yeah, that's where I'm at. But Stacey, I promised that opening day roster. So why don't you go ahead and run that down for those folks?
So we broke this down, and this is what we're looking at right now. So there's 13 pitchers, the obvious ones, Cole, Cortez, Herman, Schmidt, Seve. Then you have Albert Abreu, Jimmy Cordero, Holmes, King, Loaizaga, Marinaccio, Peralta, Greg Weissert. That's the bullpen. And this is not in any other order other than alphabetical. So don't take this as, oh, that's the rotation and that's this. That's just how we're doing it. Two catchers, Higgy, Trevino. Then you have five outfielders. We put Cabrera out there. Estevan Florial, Hicks, Judge Stanton, and then infielders Donaldson, IKF, LeMahieu, Peraza, Rizzo, Glaber, and Volpe.
Peraza or Volpe.
Yeah, or.
So we have, so the sixth infield spot is Peraza or Volpe. Mm-hmm. And just so you're aware why we put Cabrera in the outfield, that's how MLB.com lists it.
Yeah.
So he's really utility, but he's listed as outfielder. I imagine because he has more outfield time than infield time in the majors. I bet if he got put on the Rail Riders roster, it would list him as an infielder just because of how the back end of the website is coded. But so, yeah, I think right now it's either Peraza or Volpe.
Yeah.
That's the battle, right? Because any way you shake it, there are no other 40-man spots in the bullpen side. The one we were talking about potentially also making the opening day roster with all of these injuries, the Bader, Efros, Canely, Montas, Rodon, and Trevino injuries, that would be IL'd, obviously. That would, I think, potentially open up Ryan Weber.
Right.
And I think they might go that direction instead, to where you have Weber as the 14th and you're a long man. So he would obviously have to sign a major league contract, which right now he has a minor league contract. So he'd have to sign a major league contract to be added to the 40 man. And then whatever, take your pick, flip a coin, roll a dice, whoever's 40 man spot you want to take because of the injuries. But yeah, we, you know, other notables here, we have Florial making it. I don't have Florial starting.
No,
I don't have Flo starting. I have Flo starting against some righties. I don't really have him starting against lefties. But yeah, I think it comes down Peraza Volpe. So I was going to ask you this before we started recording, but I want to ask you now, who do you pick? Is it Peraza or Volpe? I know. I really got you. That's a tough question, but who, if it's one or the other to make the opening day roster, we've already detailed out how we feel about that by going, we want these guys to have regular at bats.
Right.
And in either case, it doesn't seem like they would if they're in the majors.
Yeah.
But who would you rather have right now?
Ooh, see, that's tough because you can make a case for either of them if they're not going to get as many reps. That's the whole problem with this. I want them to get as many reps as possible. I also like the fact that Peraza has the experience. Volpe doesn't have it yet. He's been doing well in spring training, but spring training is spring training. It's not a game at Yankee Stadium. And I feel like the experience helps Peraza, and I feel like maybe Volpe needs a little bit more at AAA before he's ready.
If he keeps playing at this rate, do you think he sticks? Volpe, that is?
Yes.
Yeah, so you think if he keeps playing the way he's playing over these last 2 weeks, the Yankees will just say, screw it, come on up and essentially skip AAA. Yeah, because remember, Peraza was with the Rail Riders all last season until he got called up as the September call-up. So he has way more reps than Volpe at a higher level.
Yeah. Yeah, this is rough.
It is tough. And again, I think the Yankees would prefer to have 14 or 15 pitchers. Right now they have 13.
I think
but
so too.
I think given the scenario, one, you have to fill that roster spot with somebody.
Right.
And again, I think Weber is a candidate to just be the long man and because he has way more major league experience and he was with them a lot last year. So I think that is I wouldn't say safe bet, but like a more likely than not, maybe.
Right.
However you want to phrase it. It could definitely happen. They could definitely add that 14th pitcher and then elect to send Peraza and Volpe back down.
Mm.
Because remember, Volpe and Peraza have plenty of options. Florial doesn't. So if the Yankees want to hang on to Flo, then they do that. If they don't want to hang on to Flo, they just waiver him. And then that opens the door for both Peraza and Volpe.
Right. Oh, see, that's...
But I don't think that's smart. I don't think that's smart.
I don't think so either. But who knows what they're thinking right now. But again, they said that this is the stuff they're going to discuss because as we're recording this, because we record it the night before we put it out, it's exactly 2 weeks before opening day. It's there. The light at the end of the tunnel is no longer a pinprick. It's actually like probably the size of a softball.
I think, in an ideal, not an ideal world, but like a more regular world without these injuries, neither Peraza nor Volpe make the roster.
Right.
But also, again, going back to Flo, I don't see the benefit of not adding him at this point. Unless, again, you were trying to add a 14th pitcher and you wanted both Peraza and Volpe there.
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
There's some math involved. Again,
aren't
we have this
isn't our decision to make, though?
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let's play that game. If this was your decision to make, I know I kind of asked you that, but would you elect to rather have Ryan Weber added to the 40 with an injury, which you obviously have plenty of them, and then just forget this Peraza Volpe conversation?
Ooh.
I know it's a tough question. I think I err on the side of adding pitching.
Yeah, I think so too, just because there are so many pitching injuries. Some of the guys, you don't know how they're going to perform as the long man. And, you know, Weber came up in spots a couple times, just coming out, pitching three or four innings out of nowhere. Everyone's like, who the heck is this Ryan Weber dude?
Yeah, well, I think it's also important to say that if we look at this roster again, you have guys that are not super proven with the Yankees yet. Notably of that is Weissert and Cordero.
Yeah.
We talked about Jimmy Cordero like a week and a half ago or so. I think he pitched really, really well last year. He looks good this season or this spring so far. Seems to be in upbeat spirits. So I think even if it were a battle, he would have made the roster either way as a potential closer. But I think you're looking at Cordero, Weissert, and even Albert Abreu as some guy that you can't 100% trust yet. You don't really know what you're getting. So you essentially have three of your, what is that, eight relievers that you're semi-taking a gamble on. Semi. I'm not going to full out say that any of them are total gamble. But if you're betting on all three of them being shut down, I think that Weissert's probably going to still go through some growing pains. I think you have to accept that and expect that. And it could take Jimmy some more time to reacclimate to the majors. You know, he played well in 2019 with the White Sox and he pitched well last season. But I don't think any of those are full-fledged locks, especially as if you're looking for closer material. I still think that there could be a swing for a closer here with some of the extra prospects the Yankees have.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like the Mets aren't the only ones who have a questionable bullpen problem right now. I'm pretty excited about our new partner and sponsor of today's episode, the mobile game Ultimate Baseball GM. Have you ever wanted to be Brian Cashman? Well, with this app, you can. You manage every strategic aspect of your team, play through the season, and lead your team to glory. You hire the coaches, handle the money, scout the players, and manage difficult personalities. You also navigate your franchise through free agency and all the ups and downs of a season. Ultimate Baseball GM is completely free and playable online. Play on the go as you want and when you want to. I downloaded it myself. I am the GM of the New York Diamonds, and I plan to kick everyone's butt in the Locked On group. Locked On Yankees listeners get 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On in the game store. So make sure to check it out. And to download the game, just visit probaseballgm.com, scan the code, or look it up in the app stores, both Google and Apple. That's probaseballgm.com, and it's the Ultimate Baseball GM. Start your dynasty today.
All right, Stacy, as it is always Friday, fan mailbag, if you will. We got some questions coming over on our YouTube side. Thank you so much. You can always tweet at us at Locked On Yankees, or of course comment on any of our videos throughout the week, or of course on our community tab. Our first one comes from Danny Wagner 4382. Do you think the Yankees would trade Peraza and keep Torres to open up short for Volpe? Torres would help the offense more than Peraza. Your initial thoughts. Thank you, Danny, for your question. Trade Peraza.
I don't know. See, and I say this all the time, but I feel like they held on to these kids for a reason. And I feel like at some point, Peraza and Volpe will be up at the same time. And, you know, we don't know who's going to be shortstop, who's going to be second base. But I feel like the Yankees really want those two kids to be the middle infielders of the future. And I don't see them trading Peraza. I almost feel like Torres might be the odd man out at some point.
Well, Locked On Yankees YouTube viewers might disagree with you. So we put
wouldn't
up a
be the first time.
let's not even get started on that. Locked On Yankees over on YouTube, of course, we sent out the poll. So Danny, you inspired this poll. Thank you for being a part of the show. As soon as I saw your question, I was like, I want to ask Locked On Yankees listeners. So we asked, if the Yankees were to move one of these players, which one would make the most sense to trade? Peraza, Cabrera, or Volpe? Ding, ding, ding. Peraza, 60% coming in with the win, if you will, as the top vote getter. We had over 50 votes in this poll as the time of recording. So 63% of Locked On Yankees fans said trade Peraza, 27% said Cabrera, and then 10% said Volpe. We asked last week about Volpe, Peraza, Cabrera, Dominguez. And remember, it was this is right on par with all of this, because when we asked that last week, who, if he could only keep one, a resounding yes for Volpe.
Yeah.
So, everyone's in on Volpe, it looks. And it looks like, based on our polling over the last 2 weeks, Locked On Yankees listeners and viewers are consistent. So that's nice.
Yes. Yeah, they're not wavering in any way. They're just like, yes, Volpe.
Yeah, Volpe seems to be the guy that everyone's falling in love with.
Yeah.
And again, we're kind of giving these ultimatums in these questions. But, yeah, I think that's interesting. I think it's very interesting. So thank you again, Danny, for your question and for inspiring a poll question. Very cool. See, this is why you get be a part of the show. This is why you do it. Okay, we have one more here in this segment. This is coming from Mr. Jay Cepeda. Do you guys think the Yankees will move on from Seve after the season if he has a poor year? They picked up the team option for $15 million, but my guess is he's going to want more after this season. Stacy, your thoughts? Seve gone after 2023.
If he does poorly, yes. I think so. I think they'll be like, okay, thank you for your service, but you got to go. I think if he does... I'm trying to think of all the money that they have locked up on other people that are kind of iffy, but he really needs to stay healthy and have, like, he needs to have a really, not like an Aaron Judge kind of walk year, but he needs to get back to like 2017, 2018 levels of play. And if he does that, they might want to keep him, but I think it's going to take a lot.
If he does that type, have like, let's not say again, a Judge type walk year, but a good walk year, like a very good walk year.
Yeah.
Do you think he just tests free agency anyway?
I think so.
Yeah, that might be.
I think he might. I mean, I know he loves playing here. You know, he's been here the whole time. He's close with everyone. He says it's like a family for him. But I think he might want to, especially if he does really well, explore. I mean, why not? You have the option to explore free agency. You might as well try.
Yeah, that's how I've been since day one. Well, not day one, but since the conversation started about Shohei, I'm like, test free agency, dude. Like, it doesn't hurt anything.
Yeah.
Like, it really doesn't. Look at what Judge just did. It didn't hurt anything. And again, I don't think you have to have that kind of walk year to test it that way, but I mean, it never hurt. You can always re-sign with that team again if you really wanted to. So just go to free agency. It doesn't hurt anybody. The only ones it hurts, I guess, quote unquote, it hurts is the team. But if they sign you again, it doesn't at all. Right. So it's fine.
Quick question. Is that one of the best? Is it one of, or if not the best walk year performance by a player, Judge?
Yeah. Until 2023, when Shohei wins Shohei Cy Young Ohtani. And Silver Slugger.
when he wins Cy Young and Silver Slugger.
Yeah, exactly. When he wins both of the awards.
The NBA playoffs are just a month away, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first one doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scorers and threes drained. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
All right, Stacy, our last question from you folks over on our YouTube side. Totally guessing on this username. 13iffy? Question mark, maybe. Asked us, what is a good ratio of veterans/rookies for the Yankees if we're aiming for a successful World Series run? I think the Yankees right now, we detailed out our roster on opening day, are a little veteran heavy.
Mm.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't really have a lot of young, because I'm, you know, I was thinking of the last time they won in 09, the mix of veterans that were on the team and the younger people who were on the team, because it was actually, that was a pretty big group of grizzled veterans that they had on 09. I mean, you still had Pettit, you still had Posada, you still had Jeter. So, you know, those guys have been around since the dynasty years. And then you had other guys who came in, Tex, Damon, with experience. And then you had like the younger guys like Melky, and Cano was still relatively young then in 09. And that was a pretty good mix, but it was also, they went out and spent the money to get a World Series team. You know, I mean, it's good to have a number of veterans in the clubhouse to, you know, kind of set the tone for everything and, you know, help the kids out. And yeah, you know, now that I'm thinking about the roster we were just looking at, I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of veterans there.
Yeah, I think the only youth is Cabrera and Weissert. Schmidt's young.
Yeah, he's still relatively young.
But as far
young,
as like regular everyday guys, there isn't. Like Cabrera's not going to be a regular everyday guy, it seems.
Yeah.
Even with the Bader injury, it doesn't seem like he's going to be the everyday left fielder or anything like that. One more injury and Cabrera's the everyday guy somewhere. So
yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, they're chock full of veterans.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Which is kind of weird to say, right?
Yeah.
Cause even if guys like, you know, Cordero, like we were mentioning, like Cordero's been around, like he's been around. Sebby's been around. Like, I guess, I mean, how young is Higgy?
He's not. He's like 31.
Oh, is he? Okay. So I have no idea. See, that's why I ask these things. This is why you host the show and not me. Donaldson's obviously been around. Like,
yeah.
I guess IKF, I think people forget how young IKF still is.
Right.
Especially in terms of like Major League Service time.
Yes. Yeah, he's one
but,
of the
no one wants one to hear kids. That from me. Yeah, no one wants to hear that. yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is here. I think it's nice to have like one to two young guys that are just super stud.
Yeah.
Right, that are everyday contributors. Think your Juan Soto in the Nationals run.
Yeah.
Right. Like young stud. Think Mariners last year, obviously didn't make it all the way, but Julio Rodriguez, young stud. Like you have that one or two dudes that are just 22, you know, and just crushing it. So,
but like even,
yeah, I mean,
you know, Cano and Cabrera, they were like 25, 6 at the time, and they were like the babies of the team. And, you know, it wasn't like they were absolute superstars, but they did inject some life into that team when they were playing in 09. Yeah. So, yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. The rosters change, man. It's going to change. And again, I think Volpe, Peraza will be a part of the picture by the time you get to that real conversation. So thanks again, 13 Iffy, for your question. If you want to be a part of the show, then send us your questions all throughout the week. Super fun. It always keeps the mood light on Fridays, which is what we're trying to do. Even during the regular season, we're going to be doing these Friday mailbag segments. So get them in while you can. Yeah.
One question for you.
Ooh, what?
After what happened on Wednesday night in the WBC, there was a lot of discourse, really bad discourse that I do not agree with.
Well, I thought we were ending the show on a positive note.
Well, no, I just want your thought, because I'm assuming you saw some of the stuff that people, I understand why Met fans are upset. I get it, because you don't want your star closer to be out possibly all season because of an injury that he got in a celebration of a baseball game. But it's a fluke. It could happen to anyone. I threw my back out blow drying my hair one morning before work. I mean, you can injure yourself in any way. And I don't like how people are blaming the WBC for it, because he could have done
some
spring training.
Let me go full screen.
Okay.
First time ever. Steve Granato is full screen on YouTube. The World Baseball Classic is good and fun. And I love it. Mm-hmm. How is that for an answer? Is that okay?
Yes, it's perfect. Because
okay.
I agree with you. I do. I love it.
There.
And I love watching the baseball fans from other countries, other territories, who are singing songs and just constantly making noise during the games. And it's so much fun to watch. And, you know, as an American, we're so boring compared
to everyone else. So boring. I was there. I was literally there in Phoenix. So boring. Mexico US was one of the best baseball games I've ever been to. And we lost by 1,000.
Right.
So. Anyway, Stacey, end the show. Okay. We're going to get mad again. Just
okay.
Everyone have a great weekend.
Yes. So speaking of the week, coming up. We're going to have our Somerset Patriots and Scranton Rail Riders previews, which will be fun. We'll be talking about the prospects there. And yeah, have a good weekend. Happy St. Paddy's Day to all my fellow Irish people. And thank you for making Locked On Yankees your first listen. For your second listen, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Matt and Dom as they bring you the best fantasy draft strategies every day. Find it wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Stacey Gosulius, and we'll see you on Monday.